Today's message has been brought to you by Faith Family Church in Billings, Montana. For more information, visit faithfamilybillings.com.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. As we look to it, we expect to learn and grow and develop. Holy Spirit, transform our minds. Let us see things the way you see them. And as we hear and learn from your word, from utterance of the Holy Spirit, we know that we'll receive it, we choose to, and we choose to act on it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let's go to James chapter 1, and we'll wrap up this morning with a solid word from the Scriptures. Amen. You know, you have different times and seasons in churches and in ministries. Sometimes you'll have more move of the Spirit. Sometimes you'll have more teaching. And it takes time because you have obviously new people coming in, but as the base of a church grows, I've just watched this through the years, the foundation of the church grows, and that foundation is actually people. There begins to happen just a cohesion in the church of like faith and like belief, and that gives God the ability to move stronger and stronger and stronger. I know sometimes people think, well, it's just the preacher. It's all up to the preacher. No, it's up to you too. To the degree that you believe God and expect God to move in your life will be the degree that you experience it. There's just no way around that. I've never been able to, if you know somebody or you've been a hard-hearted individual and you just will not budge, well, God can't, he's not going to come down and make you do anything. You know, I think sometimes people think, well, God, just do it. And he's going, just cooperate and I will. Yeah. Amen. So we got to be aware of that. I just want to make mention of this real quick because I've talked to some people about this already, but that ministry that I was telling you about is called Love, Inc. And Love, Inc., what it is actually just it's almost like a para ministry. Is everybody familiar kind of with para? It's a help ministry to the church. What it is they are actually a clearinghouse. And what they do is they have people call in to them that are in need. And they supply all sorts of different things. Now, we're going to partner with this ministry here in town. I've actually met with the leader, and I really like... It's all different denominations, you know. It's not any one group. But they provide diapers, formula, toilet paper. You know, they supply like your day-to-day stuff. They supply gas cards and stuff like that. But at the same time, they vet everybody that comes to them. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, I'm going to share something with you that's going to shock you. Or maybe it won't. There are people that just roam around from church to church and just take money. And they're like entitlement about it. Well, you're not going to give it to me? You know, I mean, I've had people get upset. Well, you're the church. You're supposed to. Okay, hold on. Where do you go to church? Who is your pastor? Where do you fellowship? How long have you been a Christian? Well, I don't go to church because I'm too spiritual. Okay. All right. Well, I'm in the middle of it. You know what I mean? Well, I don't like the way they do this and that. Well, no matter what church you go to, they're going to do something you don't like. I tell this people have told me that for years, and so I just tell them, just stick around, I'll make you mad. You say, well, that's not a good confession, Sean. It's the truth. I've proven it. Because I'm not perfect, okay? People want massive amounts of grace extended to them, but they don't want to hand it out. It's true. It's true. So anyway, but there are people that need to be vetted. They're actually, he was sharing this, the head of this was telling me, a guy came in and said, my name is so-and-so, and I have this particular problem, and I need finances, and this. And he starts telling him what he needs. And the leader of this particular ministry looked at him and said, that is not your name. Your name is this. And you've gone from this church and received this, and this church and received this, and this church. And he started just naming it off to him. And the guy went, turned around, walked out. Because whether you realize it or not, I actually had a guy call me. This was recently. He said, how many know people can tell sob stories? You know that the worse the story doesn't make it more true? Right? Well, that's a very severe thing they're telling you, or accusation. it doesn't make it true. You do remember Potiphar's wife, right? Joseph was innocent, wasn't he? Hello. Well, do you believe that people would lie? Yeah. Yeah. I've caught my own kids lying, you know, much less a stranger. Hello. But my point is this, is that they vet people and then they come and they bring the information to us. Now, they supply the product that you're bringing. But what happens is, and this is what I'm looking for, is for people that would be a liaison between the church and these people. So Love Inc. provides the diapers and the formula for a single mother, let's just say that, or for a family that needs those things, because they're struggling. And then what they do is they give us a call. They say, this is who we have. This is the information that we have. They've checked out. Everything is good. Now we want you to go as a church and make a connection with that family and begin to encourage them to come to the church so that they can build themselves up spiritually and take care of a natural need at the same time. Amen. Because sometimes people are stuck in circumstantial poverty and sometimes they're stuck in generational poverty. And there's a difference. Some people have never been trained how to deal with money. And I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but people that are stuck in generational poverty, they're your friend as long as you meet their need. But the moment they don't need you anymore, it's over. You say, you've experienced that over and over again. Well, what did you do? Well, we bless them and go on. And say, next? Who's next? Who would like help? You know what I mean? And if you can help people, you can. If you can't, you can't. So I'm looking for people, probably two or three, maybe four. If it's a couple, if you want to do that, just come talk to me, and I have more information here. The other thing I wanted to tell you, there still are invite cards, and there still are soul-winning scripts out there if you want to go street witnessing. People say, I don't want to do that. Yeah, but there are some people that love it. So they're out there. Go get them. Get some people saved. Take a picture of them. Come show me. We'll rejoice with you. Amen. You say, Jesus doesn't move on street corners. I've proven it. He moves. The other thing, too, is this. As far as the trunk or treat thing goes, we are not celebrating Halloween. We're reaching out to people that are celebrating Halloween. Does that make sense? So we're going to hand to them a bag, I guess, for lack of a better word, to them, hand that out to them, and inside of it will be information about the church, an invite, track explaining the gospel to them. If we're allowed to pray, and we can pray with them right there, we will. It's just an opportunity to reach out to people and love them. Amen? And share the goodness of God. Let's go. You're probably already there. James chapter 1. Did I tell you to go there? Okay. This is a principle of success. Can you listen fast? I'll preach fast. This is we're talking about principles of success and what causes success. And a lot of times the world's definition is different than God's definition. Not always, but sometimes. And so we've talked about different ones. I want to share a testimony that I heard years ago shared about a lady who was a missionary. The story is told of a woman who was a missionary to China many years ago. This missionary contracted smallpox. In those days, no cure existed for this disease, so doctors could do little for her. If a person contracted smallpox back then, there was not hope. The person just died. It was a deadly disease. This missionary was quarantined in her room, and ugly smallpox marks covered her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. There she was, stricken with a deadly disease with little medical assistance, destitute, and in a faraway country, virtually given up to die. She didn't know what to do since there was no cure, so she began fervently seek the Lord. The Lord always rewards the diligent seeker, and He also always answers sincere, faith-filled prayer. Amen. So He spoke to her, and He told her, the Lord, to praise Him for His faithfulness to keep His own word. I want you to keep that thought in your mind. Then He showed her a vision of two baskets. One basket contained the test and the trial, the smallpox. That basket was full. The other basket contained her praise, and that basket was only half full. The Lord told her to the praise basket needed to be filled with praise so it could outweigh the basket of the test and the trial. And when the praise basket was full, her healing would be manifested. As this missionary lay quarantined in her room, she began to fervently praise and worship the Lord day and night. Everyone feared for her life and thought the loud praises coming from her room was little more than the act of a delirious woman. You know, there are churches that think that if you go praise loud, and what's wrong with those people? They have lost their mind. You're in good company. because they told Jesus he lost his mind, and they told Paul he lost his. So far, those are two people I definitely want to lose my mind with. But in spite of all opposition, she continued to praise God. She sang praises to God from her heart. She did nothing but praise the Lord. She praised him for his greatness. She praised him for all that he had ever done for her. She praised him for his faithfulness to his word. She praised him for her healing. She praised God and praised God and praised God. What was the result of such sincere and devoted praise to God? Finally, after several days of heartfelt praise, the Lord showed her that the praise basket was full. She walked out of the quarantine room completely healed. Her skin was as smooth and clear as a child's. No smallpox marks were to be found anywhere on her body. Amen. You know, I think sometimes we get into praying and forget about thanking and praising. You know, it's a lot of times I think prayer, and I don't think there's anything really massively necessarily wrong with this. You're going to have feelings in prayer, but your feelings are not your guide. The word is your guide. Because your feelings, how many have known your feelings to lie to you? How many have watched a movie, not even real, just made up story, and sat there and cried? And yet you connected. All the husbands are looking at the wives like, you know that stupid movie you watched? No, no. Oh, guys will do it too, though. It's just not usually crying. Usually. Yeah. It's like war movies or hunting or, you know what I mean? It's other things. But they get emotionally jacked about it. But none of it was, you know, it's not a truth. Feelings are not trustworthy because they can change in no time. How many have been really happy and then really sad all of a sudden? Right? That's your emotion. Your emotion is responding to something. Well, I want to share a principle here with you called joy in James chapter 1, verse 2. And I'm going to, maybe I'll just read that. It says, my brethren, so who are these people? This group, they're Christians, aren't they? What does it say? Count it. Now, okay, that we love that part. When you into, don't you wish that last word was off there? I mean, naturally speaking, your flesh doesn't want a trial. Now, let me ask you a question. Did the Holy Spirit know what kind of feelings come with trials? Does he know? Is this God being insensitive? Do you know how many people, this happened through the years, I've watched it. I've done it myself at times, but I've shared it with others. They're in the middle of a trial, and you show them this verse, and they get sadder. They get more sad. Is sadder a word? I just made it up. I probably didn't make it up, but. My brethren, count it all joy. This is how I fight my battles. You say, have you done this and it works? Yes, I have. And it does. Well, you're just trying. That's just psychobabble. No, it's a spiritual principle. Count it all joy. Listen to the, let me read it in a couple of different translations for you. Consider it wholly joyful. Don't you love the Amplified? My brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. I'm in the middle of a trial. Well, what am I supposed to do? Cry. A lot. You're supposed to what? Count it. If I'm counting it joy, does it feel like joy? See, these are not my words. These are the words that God had delivered through the apostle. I wonder if we're supposed to do it. How many this is offensive to your flesh? I'll raise my hand because I'm going to be honest in this place. It is offensive. But what is the answer? We want success, and the world would say, no, that's not how you get it. And God would say, this is how you get it. Now, I'm going to show you something here that it's just amazing the way God does this. But so in the Living Bible, it says this: dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Sounds like an infomercial. Then be happy. That's literally what it says. Then be happy. In the message, it says this: consider it a sheer gift. Friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. I mean, no wonder people have wanted to get rid of James out of the Bible. The Weymouth translation says this: reckon it nothing but joy. My brethren, whenever you find yourselves hedged in by various trials. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy you can. Wow. What is this, though? This is a key to what? Success. Godly success. We must understand that the Holy Spirit knew that we would not feel like counting it as joy. The Holy Spirit knew, as we saw even last week, Jesus has experienced every trial that Satan can put humanity through and has overcome them all in a human body, so that he could give us the same victories. You do realize this: Jesus didn't just come to prove that he was God. He came to show you how to live as a man or a woman of God. Amen? Amen? Amen. It's both. It's not just one or the other. Nehemiah 8:10 says this: do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your... These scriptures are telling us to do exactly opposite of what we feel. This is called faith, right? The joy in trials, listen to me, does not come from circumstances. It comes from the Lord. We find our joy in the Lord, not in our circumstance. And as we do that, we grow, we develop, we increase. Philippians 3:1, Paul says this: finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you, it is safe. Can't you just see Paul saying that? I can. You know, Paul's writing along through these chapters. Then he gets to the third chapter. Let's write about rejoicing again. Well, yeah, but we wrote about that already. Yeah, let's write about it again. And then we'll put at the end of it, it's no big deal that I have to say this again. It's not tedious for me to remind you. Why does he have to do that? Because when trials come, what do you not feel? Joy. You have to what? Count it joy. You say, what does that look like? I don't know. What's it look like for you? What does joy look like for you? When you're really joyful, what do you look like? Not like you're looking at me. I guarantee you that. You know, some of you look like, do you have another verse? I think we'll stick on this one. To read the same verse to you over and over again is not tedious for me. Maybe tedious for you, but it's not for me. You're supposed to count it. Okay, why say that? Let's look at, let me read a couple more to you. Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. 4:4, Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, wonder if it's a common thread. Wonder if God's trying to get something across. In other words, God's in heaven going, tell him to quit crying, Paul. It's time to rejoice. It's time to get excited. Why? Well, don't you see the trials, God? And he's going, I know, but the spiritual thing that you need to do in order to release a manifestation of what I've already done for you in grace is what? Rejoice. Count it all joy. Well, that doesn't make sense. No, it makes faith. There is a lot of sense you can make out of a lot of things and remain in your trouble. But there's one thing that you can do in the Spirit, in obedience to the Lord and the grace that he has dispensed to you by faith, that will cause a change in your circumstance. And so if you count it all joy, my brethren, whenever you fall into various trials and circumstances, and let me just help you with something, you are going to have them. Well, I'm a faith person. I don't believe I'm ever going to have any. Well, you're wrong. You can't have faith outside the Word of God. And the Word of God, Jesus out of his own mouth said, in this life you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. Sounds like count it all joy, my brethren. Right? So you say, well, then what's the answer? You just need to toughen up there, bugger. You just need to get a little more pep in your step. You need to get a little more fight in your faith. And stop being intimidated by the trials and begin to stand up in the face of the trials and go, no, 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 devil, this has gone on long enough. I found out that I don't have to put up with you. Now, you're never not going to have to fight. But you will always have victory in faith. You're going to have to fight. Well, I don't want to fight religion. Well, then roll over. But don't get mad at God and not do what he said. Amen. Come on. Good preaching, Sean. Go ahead. Believe it will. Thank you. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Well, but I want just the problem to go away. Then do what the Word says. Well, I want you to make it go away. That's not how it works. Even if I mean, if you want to agree in prayer and you're going to be in faith, I will get in faith with you and we will see an answer. We will see an answer. But even if I get in faith and you choose to not remain in faith, it will hinder you, not me. See, I can't just override your faith. You've got to be in connection with me. I'll use my faith. I'll use it for the advancement and the blessing of God in your life. I'll use it. We use it daily. You know, people say, pray for me. We are. Daily. Constantly praying in that sense. And so, but there has to be a cooperation with the Lord. Amen? It has to be a cooperation. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. There it is, right there. Joy is a weapon of faith that we can use against the enemy. Remember, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. For we do not wrestle, Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Two things happen when we respond to our trials in joy. The first is we are using the sword of the Spirit to drive out the spirit of Antichrist. The second is we are choosing an action that we do not feel like doing, which causes us to crucify the flesh, and both of these are necessary for true spiritual growth. Remember, this scripture does not say, feel it all joy when you encounter various trials. It says, count it joy. When a person understands who they are in Christ, they can look at difficulties as opportunities to prove God faithful. Glory to God. You say, you're crazy. I know, and I'm going to have a manifestation of God in my life. Well, you know, the scientists say that that's not possible. I don't care what they say. They're the scientists, and guess who made them? It's the thing created does not look at the creator and go, you don't exist. Now, you really don't want the creator to say that to you. Thankfully, he's not just spiteful, amen? James chapter 1, verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces, I don't want to do that. Verse 3 again in the Amplified. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. I don't know about you. I got trials going on and I'm counting it all joy. Why? Because I'm going to be enduring and steadfast and faithful. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to roll over. I'm not going to give up on what God has said to me. In the Living Bible, it says, for when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. Right? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. The Message says this, you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. How do you like that? I read that and I went, ooh, glory to God. What have I shown? What have I shown? What has come out? Whatever I've put. Amen. The New King James says in James 1:4. Oh, I'm going to read 1:3 in the Passion Translation real quick. It says this. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. You've got the one in you that can endure all things. James 1:4, this is what you're after right here. Success right here. You ready? But let patience have her its perfect work, that you may be and complete lacking. Isn't that great? See, I believe this is why you can count it all joy. Because you know at the end of this thing. You know, faith does not say, well, whatever happens, I'm going to believe God. Come on, listen to me. Faith does not say, whatever happens, I'm going to believe God. Would you see, whatever happens, I'm just going to be in faith. No, faith says, I'm believing you, God, and this is what's going to happen. What you said. Come on, some of you have put up with things in your life that you don't have to. That's right. I know this by the Holy Ghost because I pray for you. I know it. You've put up with things that there's a promise in the scripture that says that God has already given you this thing, but when the test and the pressure came, you didn't endure. You didn't count it all joy. You looked at the problem, you know, and we talked about this in prayer, and it's so true. Most people don't speak to their mountain. They speak about their mountain. Or they do this, they speak to their mountain about God. Jesus didn't say speak to your mountain about God. He said tell the mountain where to go. People like that, you know. Are you going to tell it where to go? Yeah, tell it where to go. You can even tell it to go to hell.
Yes.
Now, your battle's not against flesh and blood, so you better watch yourself. You're not going to turn around later today, point at your wife and be lifted up and cast into the sea. That's not what it's talking about. That's not what that verse is talking about. Sorry. Let me encourage you this morning. Stay in faith. Count it all joy. Devil, you should just give up now, because at the end of this, I'm going to be perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. That's what the Amplified says. Devil, you might as well just give up, because I will be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete by the time this is done. In the basic Bible, in basic English, it says this: but let this power have its full effect, so that you may be complete, needing nothing. Does that sound like whatever happens at the end happens? No, it sounds like what? It sounds like I'm going to be wholly complete by the power of God when this is all said and done. Right? It sounds like that. It sounds like God has a specific thing in designed as your faith operates toward the end of this. And I am not saying by those words that God gave you the trial, because he did not. Because if you read on in James, he said every perfect gift and every gift of light, or gift perfect and right gift, comes down from the Father of lights, and in whom there is no what? Shadow of turning. There's no evil in him. And it literally says, not only can he not be tempted by it, but neither does he tempt by it. He's not your problem. He's your solution. God is your solution. So the message says this: endure until your testing is over. Then you will be mature and complete, and you won't need anything. You know, some people have been saved for 35 years and never matured. You want to know why? Because they never endured. They didn't count it joy. I don't like that word. I know, but it's the truth. I don't like that either, in the sense of I can look at areas of my life and go, oh, I need to laugh more in that area. I need to operate more in the fruit of the Spirit in this area. Well, it's hard. Exactly. Endure. Count it joy. And as you continue to go through that trial, what happens? The character of God is rising up and developing inside of you. Come on. Nobody goes to the weight room and just looks at the weights and gets bigger. Did you see all these weights around here? How long have you been going to the gym? 6 months. I haven't gained any muscle. It's because you got to pick them up. Well, that hurts. Come on, apply it to Christianity. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if I do that, I'll have to do, yeah, and that wine is going to kill you. Yeah. The enemy is going to take you out. You cannot play in the mud and not get any on you. That was deep, wasn't it, Herb? What do you mean by that? If you cooperate with the enemy, you'll have a manifestation of the enemy. The enemy's going to come against you no matter what. So you might as well get a hold of the Word of God and go at him. Amen. Count it all joy. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Stand fast. You'll be fine. That's for somebody. You're going to make it. You're coming through. And when you come through, the anointing that's going to manifest for others. Hey! Glory to God. Somebody's got to stand, because there's a hurting world out there. Amen. So he says this. He says, don't try and get out of anything prematurely. Boy, we could really teach on that. You say, Sean, have you ever been put somewhere and wanted out? Oh, hello. But I want perfect and complete, lacking nothing more than I want my comfortable. And he says, let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. The Young Literal Translation says this: and let the endurance have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, in nothing lacking. The Passion Translation says, and then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you stand? God is so good. We have an answer in the Word of God. His Word is true. His Word is life. His Word is power. There is no situation that you're in that the resurrection of God cannot get you out of. And ultimately, to be honest with you, has not already gotten you out of. He already has. We have to tap it by faith. So what is a principle of success that we're talking about? Simply this: count it all. So here's the exercise. You say, are we going to exercise here? No. You're going to exercise at home. Write down the trials. And then laugh at them. Amen. Well, that's crazy and spiritual. Well, do I have to do it in front? I never said you had to do it in front of anybody. If you don't want, I mean, I'm not asking you to go, the Lord's not asking you to go to the middle of the grocery store and stand up in the middle of it and start laughing at all your trials. What he's asking you to do is take his word, think about the different things that are going on in your life, write those down and go, ha. Huh. I don't care, you know, you could, we'll just do it this way. This will make it easy. You can list them one through whatever. And then as you're looking at them, go one joy, two joy, three joy. Come on, count it all joy. Four joy, five joy. See, you can do a math problem if you like. You can put all the trials and number them up on one side, plus, and then put count it joy, then put equals perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Come on, get it in your head. See it. Why? Because at the end of this, whoo. Glory to God. Victory is ours. Well, it doesn't feel like it. Well, if you keep staying in your feelings, you won't be in your faith. And if I can't get you, if I can't encourage you, if the Holy Ghost can't motivate you to get into your faith, then the problem will remain. It'll stay put. Amen? But you know what? I don't believe I'm looking at people like that. I said, I don't believe I'm looking at people like that. I am looking at fighters that fight the good fight of faith, that lay hold on eternal life and don't let go. Don't let go. People say, well, I've let go. Well, pick it back up. You're still here. You're still breathing. Your heart's still beating. You still have time. Just be in faith. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We'll put your word into practice, Lord. This week, we'll put your word into practice. We know that as we do, we will have manifestations of your goodness, your promises in our life. Lord, we purposely submit to your word and resist the devil in Jesus' name. And Satan, you have the opportunity now and you will flee from us according to the scriptures. We thank you for it, Lord. Let's just lift our hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We count it joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you're working. Thank you that you're moving and that the manifestation of your promises are coming to pass in our lives and in this city for your glory and our good in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. God bless you guys. Don't forget to sign up for a trunk or treat. And we have Wednesday night Bible study and then youth group as well. And Saturday there's women's.
Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you would like more information about Faith Family Church, including service times and location, visit faithfamilybillings.com.